Hello again, everyone. What? It's another telecast? Oh my gosh. With these telecasts, you're spoiling us. Or something. That reference may only work for people in the UK. Let me know if that reference makes sense. I just realized that right back at the start, when I first started doing this, which was in Portugal last year, while we were on a trip to the Dance World Cup, I think I said something about, the audio is terrible, and I was just trying to figure it all out. And when I get home and I've got my full professional setup on my desk and I've got a microphone in front of my face, like 8 hours a day, yet I almost never record these things while at my desk. I think part of it is there's just so many distractions that mean it's very difficult for me to unfocus for 10 minutes or however long it takes me to plug a microphone in and hit record for these things. It's a strange effect. Me thinking, well, I've got all this semi, pro podcaster gear at home in terms of, a mixer and a microphone and some sound deadening. And here I am, pootling along in the car, going to get Sam from football training. And this is where I find the time to do this. It's a bit strange. The last time I recorded one of these, a couple of days ago, I found some time when everyone was out of the house. It's half term and the kids are on holiday, but for whatever reason, nobody was around. I think Sam was on a sleepover and the girls were out shopping or something. I don't know. So if you listen back carefully, you probably notice the bit in the last one where the girls come home and I go running upstairs and into my office and shut the door. So partway through, you'll hear a clonk, and if you wind back from there about 30 seconds, you'll figure out me getting distracted as I see the girls coming home and think, ah, I need to go and find somewhere quiet. So I thought that was strange. I'm not sure whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, whether I should actually try and record these at my desk, or whether I should just carry on taking little snippets of time. Now the kids have gone back to school. Half term is over. I get the house to myself. I say myself. I'm there with the cat. And the cat is, of course, sat near me most of the time, which is lovely. So, I have those quiet times when I go downstairs and do the household chores, like empty the dishwasher while I wait for the kettle to boil. But none of this is what I wanted to mention. What I wanted to mention is, I worry sometimes, and this is going to sound really weird coming from me as I am speaking into a microphone. I feel a bit weird sometimes that I'm overselling myself around, shopping myself around on all these podcasts. Time was that there was only one podcast I was ever on, which was the Ubuntu podcast. And then every so often I'd get a guest spot on one podcast or another. And more recently, I've stayed up until 1 in the morning and sat on Rocco's late night Big Daddy Linux Live on YouTube. And then I was interviewed by Drew from Jupiter Broadcasting, and I had a brunch with Brent from JB. And I do worry a little bit that I'm spreading myself around there a little too much, and people will get sick of the sound of my voice. Now, to be clear, I am not fishing for compliments. I'm not asking you all to tell me, oh no, Alan, we can never hear too much of you. That's not what I'm after. It's just how I feel, right? I worry that people will get sick of the sound of my voice. That also is not fishing for compliments about my voice. Thank you very much if you're thinking that. So it's a bit strange that I'm on all these podcasts, and I recently got asked to do an interview with a guy called Eric Londo, who does Linux Plus Plus. Have a search for it. It's a really nicely written publication. He puts it on Medium. If you search for Linux Plus Plus with two plus signs, or Linux underscore and then spelled out the word PLUS, PLUS, you'll find it. He recently contacted me on Telegram and said, hey, would you be interested in doing an interview? And I said, yeah, sure, totally. I read his publication and I thought it was well put together, professional, rich and deep and full of content. And so I said yes, and I did a little interview, and it was longer than I expected. I was typing a lot of replies to his questions, quite wordy, and he used most of it, I think, if not all of it, in the article. And as I was reading it, I was thinking, God, oh, I've told this anecdote before. I've told people about this before, and I worry that even though it's a super niche audience, and like nobody on the internet knows who I am, I'm not internet famous. I'm Z-list, internet famous maybe, and I worry that too many people hear me. I'm not a super egotistical, self-promoter like some people in the open source world. But I talk a lot and I like talking to people and I like having conversations about Linux because it's, my area of expertise a bit. So, yeah, I have to kind of balance it. And sometimes I think maybe I'll turn down this appearance, whatever you want to call it, because I'll saturate the market and there'll be too much Popey. And I think it is possible for there to be too much Popey. He says, recording another telecast. Oh dear, what am I like? Thanks for listening and see you on the next one.